Aircheckdownloads.com. Shaggy. Live.
With London's number one hit music station.
95.8. Capital FM.
95.8. Capital FM.
This is why I just can't get with you.
You know, that time has come. Rachel, past 2 weeks, I've kind of grown quite fond of the handovers at 1 o'clock. You know, I've done your show, you've done 10 to 1. It's been great, you know, but it's just one question I really want answered before you go.
What?
What was the year? What was it? Every night, top 10 at 10. What was the year? Okay, thank you.
Bye. Now, London's number one
hit music station. Uh-huh. 95.8, Capital FM.
Here comes Matt's top 101. Guess the year, call us up. Here's Fergal Sharkey first.
London's number one hit music station.
95.8, Capital FM. Capital's hit music payout. September songs. Listen longer. Win more. 95.8, Capital FM.
This is Capital, London's number one hit music station.
95.8, Capital FM.
Cause things ain't getting over. There's every chance that this morning's show, or tonight's show, whatever, could be a little bit stranger, a bit different, because Rachel Hopper has just told me off. Apparently my headphones are on too loud, so I've turned them down quite a bit. Can't hear a damn thing, so I don't know, anything could happen between now and 4 o'clock. Fast and small, hello, at Capital FM, and turn around. Also, Jamiroquai, Texas, and Ian Vandal kicking off the show here. Friday morning already. Unbelievable. It's 14 minutes past one. On the way this hour, a bit of Kylie, Dido, Michael Jackson's new single, and Nelly Furtado as well.
This is Capital. This is Capital with Matt Foyster.
And I have to say, seriously, and now I'm looking back quite a bit, bit of a fool, but seriously, it's been very nice following Rachel Hopper every day this week, because for once the studio has been smelling so nice at 1 o'clock. Seriously, what a pleasant change. Later on the show this morning, check out Friday's papers for you. The MTV Awards happening right now in the States. We have the access and the resources. We'll tell you what's happening there later on today. Your emails as well via capitalfm.com and the phone in about 35 minutes' time. But been a really good Thursday as we leave Thursday and say hello to Friday. It's a good Thursday. It was phase 15 of cleaning up Matt's brand new house. Not really my house, but looking after it. Phase 15, we're getting there. Almost slightly clean and hygienic now. A few cupboards still left, which just cannot be approached. But I found an entire spice rack earlier in a cupboard under the oven. An entire spice rack that passed its sell-by date in 1997. This is what, 3-4 years ago? In the bin, straight away. 1997 sell-by date? What's that about? So, just kind of wondering if anybody has something in their kitchen right now that has an older sell-by date than that. Call us up, okay? During the next 15 minutes, 15 minutes only on this, 08700 700 958. If you can beat that sell-by date of 1997, we need to hear from you. So student-friendly phoning. They've got no prizes for the best call, nothing to win. I just promise I will not contact the health inspectors. All right, call us up. You've got to beat 1997 as a sell-by date, all right?
This is 95.8.
Capital FM.
London.
Concert Capital. Capital's hit music payout. September songs. All day today. Listen longer. Win more. 95.8 Capital FM.
London.
Yeah! 95.8 Capital
to Patrick, checking us out online. Yeah, and you can too at capitalfm.com. Says, Matt, on the top 101, was it 1981? Do I get a free CD for that? Patrick, no, mate. It's actually 1982. 1 hour. Sorry about that. It's 20 past one, Capital FM, early on Friday morning. Kylie Minogue. So on the sell-by day things then, just spoke to a guy out driving right now who found something in his parents' cupboards. Sell-by date, 1986. I wouldn't even throw that away. I'd be scared a cat could eat that and die. You know I hate cats. If you can beat that sell-by date of 1986, then call us up because we've got to talk to you. 25 past one, Capital FM London. It's Matt Foyce back until 4 o'clock, by the way. Sandwiched in between Rachel Hopper and James Cannon. Butter me up.
This is Capital 95.8, Capital FM.
London.
So, very quick first hour phoning then. Cleaning my kitchen up early on today. Found a spice rack full of the sage in there and the paprika, whatever it was, don't know. Straight into the bin. Sell by date on that was 1997. Unbelievable. But we can do one better than that. Back from a fishing trip in Dagenham is Steve. How you doing, Steve?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. So how was the fishing trip? Was it okay?
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Did you catch anything?
Lots. We caught quite a few carp. We're carp anglers.
Okay, how big was the biggest carp? Show me now, mate, if you can do.
23 pound, 4 ounces.
Mate, I tell you, hats off to you. I know nothing about fishing, but that sounds impressive. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, sell-by date then, my spice rack was 1997. Can you beat that?
Certainly can.
Go
my
on,
father has got, in his first aid box, a 1973 Tuba Savlon.
1973? That's before I was born.
It's a standing joke in the family. If he ever put it on any of us, he'd kill us.
So, why is he keeping it? What's wrong with him?
We've got no idea. I think he's been using the cream himself.
Well, not recently.
Well, he's probably done through of his brain cells if he's ever put it on him.
My life! The thing is, that kind of stuff could do more harm than good, surely.
It probably does.
And I'm no medic.
Times we've told him to throw it away and he just smiles and thinks it's quite funny.
It kind of makes you wonder, though. I reckon that could be worth quite a bit of money, don't you think?
Well, if there's penicillin growing out of it, possibly.
Oh, is there really? Like, moulding it and stuff?
Well, I've never opened it. Not even as a child.
You don't want to, mate. I just stay way away from that. It's kind of like, as soon as you cut yourself, it's like, no, Dad, I'm okay, really. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Let me die.
Yeah, I'll probably die.
I think 1973 takes the record, mate, definitely. Thanks for your call, Steve.
Cheers.
Happy fishing. Take care.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
MTV Music Awards 2001 happening right now in the States. We'll keep you posted. But it just seems as if, as for UK talent, there's nothing up for any awards this year, apart from Fatboy Slim for Best Video. But that's about it. So I don't know, do we care? Are we bothered? More news in the MTV Awards later on for you. Check out Friday's papers later as well. Your emails too are online, capitalfm.com. Click to DJ homepages. Scroll that screen down. There's Matt Foyce to mail us at any time this morning.
This is 95.8 Capital FM, London.
Michael Jackson's new single, Nelly Furtado, Magical Land. And turn off the light. You know, every day this week, and I know it's not just been on this show, but every day this week, we've had so many calls coming through from people who are claiming to have heard our September songs. And we've not played them on this show at all. Played Jamiroquai, like, about 20 minutes ago. Three callers. I've just heard Groovejet. No, you haven't. What station are you checking out? All you have to do, listen longer to hear more. For starters, listen out for Lady Marmalade by Christina Aguilera, Miss Jackson by Outkast, Spillers Groovejet, U2's Beautiful Day. But when you hear those four records, that you can't really mistake for anything else. When you hear those four records, and in that order, and in full, call us damn quick. Because you could win £5,000, tax-free, capital cash. Okay? And when you hear just one of them, call us even quicker, you can win a grand. That's all you have to do. September Songs continues from 6 o'clock this morning, right here at Capital FM London.
This is 95.8.
Capital FM.
London.
Do you get it?
What are you playing at, you idiot?
Oh, 7,000, triple two, triple one.
London's number one hit music station, the home of your September songs. Oh yes, 95.8 Capital FM, 18 to 2 Friday morning. Over 250 people have helped to set a brand new world record by getting their mobiles to ring in unison. Where the hell is unison? Never heard of that. Tourists, shoppers, I know, and workers right here in Leicester Square were asked to get involved. All they had to do, it was very simple, all they had to do was play the Pearl and Dean theme tune on their phone and all at the same time. which I guess is what Unison means. The event was organised by Virgin Mobile. You see, I walked by those people yesterday lunchtime and just presumed somebody had their phone on outdoor mode by mistake. Extra loud. But obviously not. 250 people. How annoyed would you be? You got to feel sorry for the people who weren't involved in that world record-breaking attempt and missed important calls without answering the phone. Do you know what I mean? Because they couldn't hear the phone ringing. Got to feel sorry for them. Do I have to play this? I do. Right. Uncle Cracker at Capital FM.
You don't know how you met me.
Yeah, thanks very much, by the way, to Michelle and Katie in Croydon, who phoned me up and emailed me five times. Rub it in or what? They say, Matt, show some respect to Robbie Williams. He's the only British guy up for an MTV American Music Award. I was saying earlier, not many British acts up for awards. We've got Fatboy Slim, who went down here, actually, up for Best Video of the Year with Weapon of Choice. Apparently, Robbie Williams, as they say in the email, is up for Best Male Video with Rock DJ. How old is that track, though? It's like people get awards for really old stuff. Amazing. Chesney Hawkes have won this year, I've heard as well. But Robbie up for Best Male Video. More news on that later.
Everyone.
When the listeners tell me, okay? Here's Puff Daddy at Capital FM.
Check it. Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show.
I think that my producer has just fallen out with somebody who phoned up and said, it's not Puff Daddy, it's P. Diddy. You were very rude there, by the way. I think you put the phone down. That was you. He apologises. Is it Puff Daddy, P. Diddy? I don't know, I don't care. Emma Beanton? What the hell, you know? Be nice the next time. It's Capital FM London, 8 minutes to two, Friday morning. Do you want the weekend? We can have the weekend. It's next for you. That's what's coming up. Between now and 4 o'clock, the big event of the day. Tell you what's happening in town this weekend and also news on this weekend's brand new Pepsi chart. Who will be number one? Will it be Bob the Builder? We've got some inside knowledge from the papers later.
This is Capital with Matt Foister.
Did you see EastEnders earlier? It's back on tonight as well, but tell you, Dr. Truman, Dr. Anthony Truman, is he the worst doctor in the world or what? I mean, we all thought Dr. Legg was rubbish because he was never around. He worked like one day a week and that was it. On the day when everyone was feeling okay. But Anthony Truman, rubbish. He fell asleep during afternoon surgery. What kind of doctor does that? Crying out loud. And of course, his mum croaked it earlier. Yeah, if you missed it, sorry. Blimey. I really am sorry. If you're going to wait for the big show on Sunday, the Omnibus, I've ruined it for you. But yeah, Audrey croaked it earlier. She's been in EastEnders for about 6 months and a doctor couldn't even save her. Did you see that CPR? It was rubbish. Anyway, phoning time. CapitalFM.com and also lines now officially open 08700 700958. Had this great email last night from a guy called Mike Munro, and he sent me a message about 20 minutes ago saying, Matt, are you going to read out my email or what? Well, I am. We're saving it for the phone-in tonight. Mike Munro says, hi, Matt. Checking out the show in Covent Garden, sounding fine. But tonight, I would like my 16 top questions answered. It's got a list of questions that never get answered. Now, 16 is too many. So we've checked out his top five here. These are the five questions, the five best questions Mike Munro in Covent Garden would like answered. Okay? Number one, why can't women put on mascara with their mouth closed? Good question. Question two, why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the glue bottle? Question three, why is it that doctors call what they do a practice? Question four, why is it that to stop Windows 95, you have to click on start? I don't know about that, but it's a good question. And question five, why is the time of day with the slowest traffic called rush hour? They're all good questions that nobody can answer. Tonight on the phone in, 08700 700 958. What questions do you want answered? Call us up.
Next. More of London's hit music in moments. 95.8 Capital FM.
As always, the best callers get on the air and the best caller gets lots of free stuff.
Aircheckdownloads.com.